Dispensary owner Dave Watson has had an endless parade of contractors in his shop in recent weeks.
I'll be back this afternoon.
Okay, I got a 3 o'clock.
I'll probably be here between 4 and 5.
Standing outside, Watson is talking to a repairman who's revamping the ventilation system in his grow area. He's already submitted an application to reopen his business with the city of Fort Collins and will submit another with the state this week.
Yeah, just trying to get ready for the opening,
which Watson hopes will be early April. He says he wants to be completely up and running by the biggest event in his industry, 420 or April 20th. The date has become an unofficial pot holiday of sorts, but making that deadline may not be possible. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation says the current wait time for civil background checks is 4 months. A larger volume of requests this year are clogging the agency's already antiquated system.
Our police services are pretty committed to following through and staying on it and calling back and asking where are we in this process. So we have an interest too in getting that process moving.
Fort Collins neighborhood administrator Ginny Sawyer works as a liaison between dispensary owners in the city. In addition to the background check, she says there are other pieces of the puzzle that could slow things down.
And depending on where businesses are opening, sort of their building pieces, getting their certificate of occupancy, getting their inspections, those kinds of things would be the other pieces that could take some time, although it shouldn't be excessive.
For dispensary owner Dave Watson, it's all part of the process. For now, he's focused on getting his shop ready compared to his 2009 opening when business steadily built over time. He expects 2013 to have a more brisk start.
This time, I think that people are ready to come in the doors right away.
The CBI says it's in the process of replacing its antiquated background check system, and that will be implemented sometime in May, which may or may not help Fort Collins dispensary owners. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.